Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Hey Sarah, this is Linda Conrad.
Oh, hi Linda, thanks for calling me back.
Yeah, I had errands to run this morning. I think I told you we moved to my daughter's house for a while.
Yeah.
And my dogs had to stay at home, so I had to go over there and let them out and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have somebody coming to help me put Paul's money in.
One second, Linda.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for holding. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. That's okay.
So what were you middle of telling me about? You're at your sister's house?
Yeah. We had, I think you're aware of the big snowstorm that hit all over the country.
Yeah.
That affected us. So I had to bring Paula to my daughter's house. They have a finished basement that is not being used. So we came here for a while. We're going to stay here for a while. They're about a mile from where we live. But the GPS is not going to show me at my house if I try to clock in online.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show me over here if you want to take this address. I don't know how you want to do it.
Okay, fine. I could do that. But another thing I was calling out was about the spend down. Did you get to go down to the unit?
No, they weren't open yesterday, but I have somebody coming to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I tried doing it. I mean, I was online on the website, putting all the info in. And then when I got done, you know, ready to submit it, for some reason, it wouldn't go through.
I hear.
So I have somebody coming to do it for me. And, I mean, I'm not that bad on the computer. I was trying it on my phone, though, but I went home and got my computer and brought it over here. So it might just be that you need to be on a computer to do it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds
But it will
good.
Be in there by tomorrow morning, I promise you.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I was calling about, because they said that if it's that I'm going to have to put the account on hold until it's paid.
Right, I understand that, and I really apologize for all the problems.
And
I have a visual problem, and even to read, I had cataract surgery after having my eye boxed up.
Wow.
By a doctor, the wrong doctor doing my transplant surgery. So on my good eye, I recently had cataract surgery, paid an extra $700.
Wow.
For the laser one that, is supposed to not have you have to wear reading glasses. I didn't wear glasses to read before, and now my eyes are blurry. I go around with a magnifying glass just to read anything.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
Or to write anything. It's just sickening. I have an appointment on February 12th to get new glasses, which is crazy after my cataract surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I'm going around with a magnifying glass just to be able to read with one good eye. So, I apologize for all the problems, but
I hear. So what
it'll
do you,
soon be over.
What do you plan on doing about all the previous months, though?
Oh, I've got the money for it. It just wouldn't take my payment. Then, you know, I would call and talk to people, and I told you, they'd tell me, well, you don't even owe anything. You don't even have to pay anything. I mean, I had people actually turn the money down, you know, for about 2 months. It was crazy.
Wow.
I've got the money, and the February payment will, she doesn't get her check till the 3rd, and then it will be made, it will be put in then.
Mm-hmm.
Besides her spend down,
yeah,
she pays hundreds of dollars a month on special eye drops. I told you her eyes are real dry.
Yeah.
And protein drinks, $10 for 4 little bitty ones. And then all the wipes and disposables and gloves and Desitin, and I could just go on and on that I have to spend for her whole check goes right out the window, basically.
Wow. So I'm just wondering, when you say that the payment is coming on the 3rd, that's being met through claims, or how is the spend down being paid then?
No, the ones that haven't been paid, I've got the money sitting in the account.
February.
They just wouldn't take my money. But for February, when she gets her Social Security check, is going to come out of that.
Oh, I hear. Okay, fine. So then for February.
And then I'm going to have it automatically taken out from then on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So that I like automatic withdrawals. That way I don't have to mess with anything.
Okay,
so I'm going to set it up for automatic withdrawal.
That's a good idea. So I'm going to write down over here. You said it could only be paid on the 3rd, right, for this month? So that means the 1st and the 2nd and the 3rd, you won't be able to clock in because it's not met for February then. So when it's met for February, then you will clock in.
Okay, so I'm being penalized for those days. I won't get those back?
Yeah, you'll...
After it's paid?
Yeah, you'll get them back. You can... still
okay.
Use hours.
That's fair.
Yeah, they don't disappear. It's hours for the month. Just if it's not.
Yeah,
if,
I understand.
Okay, so let me write this all down that it's going to be paid. Now, is that every single month that it's going to be paid on the 3rd or just for February?
No, I'm going to have it put on automatic withdrawal. So when her check gets deposited, I'll probably have it like for the 6th or 7th.
Okay.
Her check isn't always in there on the 3rd. If it's a holiday or a weekend, it's not always there on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there by the 5th. So I'll probably put it in there, you know, for like the 6th or 7th for the auto withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. So then I guess you won't be able to clock until then. You could make up your hours later in the month then.
Well, I can... If it's in there on the 3rd, I'll go ahead and pay it online on the 3rd. And then after that, set the rest of them up for auto withdrawal.
Okay. We'll be paying on the 3rd until it's paid. And then I'm going to write that the rest of the sundowns will... You said the lady's coming over today to help you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you could send me that other address,
okay.
That's going to pretty much be like the new address for a while, so I'll just add it in then.
Yeah, they've been trying to get me to bring her off here for a few months. My son-in-law's parents lived down in their finished basement for 12 years before they went in the nursing home. His father passed away recently, and his mom was in the nursing home. So it's real nice. Place. If I need any help with Paula, you know, they're here. 'Cause we live in the, we're outside the city limits where we live. And if you need a policeman or anything like that, I mean, it could take 30 minutes before they could get to you because they cover, two police cars cover the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
That made me nervous.
Yeah, okay.
And then, you know, if there's storms and that, you lose your power then.
Okay, Linda, I gotta go now, but as soon as it's
okay.
Paid, then just give me a call, all right?
I will do that. Thank you so much, Sarah, for your patience.
Sure.
I feel sorry for you having to work with me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
Bye. Bye.